Hachette Audio presents French Women Don't Get Facelifts, The Secret of Aging with Style and Attitude, written and read by Mireille Giuliano. Personne n'est jeune après 40 ans, mais on peut être irrésistible à tout âge. No one is young after 40, but one can be irresistible at any age. Coco Chanel, 1883 to 1971. Ouverture, Aging with Attitude. Last summer, my boyfriend in Provence, he's a handsome, dynamic whirlwind of a 3.5-year-old gamin, half French, half Indian, said to me, "You are old." "Yes, I am," I said. "What else could I say? Of course, to a child, someone 40 years old." His father was shocked and apologized, but having reached my 60s, I've looked in the mirror. I now buy senior citizen tickets on France's TGV train, but I still travel fast. The thing is, though, inside my head I don't feel old. I don't really think about age, though I feel it sometimes and see it. In my mind, I'm sort of ageless, or at least the age in which I place myself in memories pictures. Indeed, looking at old photos, I'm a time traveler, fooling time and living inside those photos in the present tense. Traveling on the TGV, though, I realize that I am as happy as I've ever been, and that's a surprise. People dread getting old or feeling old, but old today is 90, not 60 or even 70. But again, I'm not alone in discovering that there are a lot of positives about aging. Here I am, like the French women of my birth. As a class, we are the happiest between 65 and 70. Go figure. Works for me. Experts explain that it has to do with our maturity, which helps us make the choices that are good for us or satisfy us with what we have, whether we are women or men. Certainly at that age, we are far less about becoming than being. We are not aspiring for a different professional position or career. Our social set is well established, and we have come to accept our likes and limitations, and we don't have to deal with periods and PMS. In America, I live in a youth-obsessed culture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?